FM 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They criticized each other, but not directly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump and Joe Biden at dueling town halls instead of their canceled debates.
I'll tell you one thing. If I'm elected president, you will not hear me race-baiting. You will not hear me dividing. You hear me trying to unify.
The Democrat in the town hall, moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, again said the president mishandled the coronavirus and keeps spreading misinformation. The president told NBC News,
when I put on the travel ban, Joe Biden and others said, this is ridiculous. You don't do that.
They also both claimed they'd handle the economy better. The president was also pressed on releasing his taxes and his social media. Joe Biden was pressed on raising taxes and if he'd add justices to the Supreme Court, which Biden didn't say yes or no to. Now, the number of coronavirus cases is on the verge of hitting 8 million in the Johns Hopkins count. A Reuters tally has it already there. As infections rise in the U.S., Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the U.S. has surpassed 64,000 new coronavirus cases, something not seen since late July. While cases are rising across the country, the Midwest is especially being hard hit, with positivity rates topping 30% in South Dakota, 20% in Iowa, Idaho, and Wisconsin. According to an analysis by Reuters, 25 states have so far set records for increases in new cases this month. It comes as healthcare workers across the country warn that the surge in straining capacity of local hospitals. Johns Hopkins says more than 217,000 people in the U.S. have died of COVID-19. Dave.
And Tony, yet another NFL team has been tackled by COVID. The Indianapolis Colts won't practice today, closing their facility after several positive tests. The day after, the Atlanta Falcons did the same thing with multiple corona cases, possibly putting their games on Sunday in jeopardy. The NFL's already rejiggered its schedule this season, postponing earlier Titans and Patriots games because of outbreaks. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Joe Biden was not asked any questions at last night's town hall about his son Hunter's business dealings. After emails surfaced purportedly from an abandoned computer that Biden critics allege show the Democratic nominee was involved in corruption in Ukraine. Well, Democrats have dismissed it all, saying it's coming from Trump personal attorney Rudy Giuliani. Senator Chris Coons supports what Twitter did, not letting people share the stories.
But you did.
Facebook and Twitter have policies to not spread things that are utterly unreliable, that have been debunked, and where their origin is untrustworthy.
But Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says there is a double standard.
Nobody in Twitter and social media shut down anything about Trump and Russia.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey criticized his platform publicly. Our communication around our actions on the New York Post article was not great, and blocking URL sharing via tweet or DM with zero context as to why we're blocking, unacceptable.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. Now, a lot of Twitter's been shut down yesterday after an hours-long outage that has since been fixed. And Twitter has also revised its policy regarding hack content, which had been cited in not letting users share the Biden stories. A Louisiana man is finally free after a long time behind bars for what seems like a minor crime.
In 1997, Fairwayne Bryant, who is African-American, was sentenced to life behind bars after stealing a pair of hedge clippers. The harsh punishment was under the state's habitual offender Wire law. Bryant has a long list of convictions. It's a law that has come under fire amid the Black Lives Matter movement and outrage over racial sentencing disparities. Louisiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Burnett Johnson is among the law's critics. Bryant has now been granted parole on the condition he abide by a curfew, perform community service, and enter Alcoholics Anonymous. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, it is Friday, my friends. ESPN 93.5 with a look at your weekend weather brought to you by your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass. They remind you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repairs. Gerber Collision thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you.
Up to 60 with the sunshine. The winds will pick up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and a low 36 into the evening tonight. Now overnight we have a frost alert going on, and we also have a fire weather watch tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. We did have some incidents of field fires inside the last few days. Partly cloudy and windy, up to 30 miles per hour tomorrow. High 67, low 47, and a high of near 60 on Sunday with a 60% chance of rain late, a low 35 at the end of the evening and into the day or into the nighttime. Right now, the temperature's at 37 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Well, week from tonight, we'll be playing football, God willing, up in Madison, Wisconsin against those Badgers we beat here last year.
That will be a Friday night game.
Friday night game.
Wisconsin's number 16 at this point.
Well, they don't know what's coming with the Illini.
There we go.
There you go.
Frankly, I don't know what's coming. I don't even know who plays where.
Now, there's been five NCAA football games postponed because of COVID-19.
The Badgers won't know what hit them. What I want to find out, I want to get some reports on the Illinois data that they're getting from testing twice a week, because I think they've got a lot of good information there.
Yeah. Well, it's the saliva test. You can't apparently have anything to drink for the previous hour, and then you have to come up with all this spit.
Well, no, listen, it's quite a project, and I think it's very valuable. So, I mean, I know some of the kids are complaining, but it may really be a big plus, Stevie.
Well, again, University of Illinois, leave it to us to lead the way.
No kidding, and that's, I think nobody's ahead of us testing.
No, we're a great institution. We are, you know, obviously, like most campuses, certainly left of center here at Illinois, but from the standpoint of intellect and accomplishments, the University of Illinois is right there.
Yep.
So many things that we discover, and heck, well, where would we be without John Bardeen, the inventor of the transistor? Didn't the transistor lead to the radio, lead to the computer, lead to everything?
Let me tell you something about Illinois. Yes, of course, there's a liberal bent, but that comes with youth to a large extent. There's a lot of other views, and that's what I would promote, letting the free flow of information keep going so you can get both sides of the story, which is what I got at Illinois. It wasn't just one side. It was
you got both sides?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if that's going on as much anymore. It probably not.
You know, it depends on the crowd you're in, but the point is nobody was censoring anybody.
Yeah.
And that's the way we need to keep it.
I still don't think here at Illinois or anywhere else you can walk down with a red MAGA cap on campus.
Right now, you might not be
able to do that. And I think you ought to be able to wear an Obama shirt, a Trump shirt, anything you want, and not fear your safety. So there is that. Well, we've talked to Mike Ditka this morning. We've also talked to Jennifer Nassour. She's out in Massachusetts. That's a very rare Republican out there. I know there are Republicans in Boston and Massachusetts, but not as many. She says, I'm in Kennedy country.
Yeah.
The Kennedys still a thing, or is that kind of over?
I mean, there's a lot of Kennedys, so there's kids and a lot of Kennedys yet, so you'll hear the Kennedys. Not, I did note she said they have a Republican government in Massachusetts right now.
Well, how's that happen?
I don't know. But Romney was a governor of Massachusetts, and he's a Republican.
Kind of, right? I mean, he's a centrist.
He's a centrist. Right, there's no doubt about that.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. We've also talked this morning about Amy Coney Barrett and the fact that the process is going on and pretty much concluding, and that the Democrats and the Republicans kind of got along, and it was really refreshing. I just, particularly off the 2018 Brett Kavanaugh stuff.
Phew.
I mean, that was difficult, and yet this one was, it just kind of restored that maybe there's a little left, maybe it, and not left. I'm talking about just decency.
A little remaining.
Yeah, just a little in there that makes you feel
America is the greatest place, and I'm sad there are so many within our country now, and I'm talking tens of thousands, maybe even millions, a few million people that hate us within our own country. At 330 million, I guess, you know, 1% is 3 million people.
We saw our leaders really this week. I don't think they could disagree more on something.
Right.
I don't think they could. And yet, they managed to put on a reasonable presentation that both sides had a say, and you heard them. And I thought that was how the process should hopefully ideally work. But it's a rare moment, actually, these days.
It was definitely, definitely above the bar, way better than I expected, with a candidate who I think also set the tone by not being argumentative and just being very classy, sitting there no matter what they said and responding.
It was very interesting.
Very, very well done. Amy Coney Barrett is jaw-dropping smart, and I would think an incredible inspiration to any young girl that aspires to have a family and have a major career. Well, Amy Coney Barrett is illustrating with 7 children, 1 with Down syndrome, 2 adopted from Haiti, obviously a very supportive husband who has his own law firm. It's a phenomenal family. And I thought your buddy, John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, when he said, I just got one more. Who does the laundry?
Well, John Kennedy's a great guy.
And you know
actually.
John Kennedy.
Yes, very well, actually. So he's doing a good job, and he's quite a character. And he kind of acts, if the average person says, look at this hayseed from Louisiana. Well, he's about the smartest hayseed.
Is he really smart? Oh, yeah. How old a guy is he?
He's 60-ish,
He's not, he looks a little older than me.
He might be, I don't know how old
but
he
is. But when you see John Kennedy from Louisiana, Republican senator, when you see him on the TV, you got to listen, because he's going to say something. Just the way he smacks his lips, he's terrific. Maybe you can get him on with us sometime.
Oh, I'm sure. No, I'll try to do that.
John Kennedy, who does the laundry in your house? She said, well, actually, we're trying to get the children to be responsible, but that doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Which is a very natural. All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 8:11. We love spotlighting our first responders. So when you get a call, Justin Stalter, our first responder of the month with Aero Ambulance, you don't know what you're going to.
Nope, you get the information from dispatch who, by the way, in highlighting first responders, we need to not forget our emergency dispatchers, because none of this works without them. Great group of people, for sure. But yeah, if you're waiting for tones to drop, it could be medical, it could be trauma, you just never know. The important thing is to approach every call the same way. You're not caught off guard when you do it that way.
When you get home at night, Justin, you see some things. Does it hit you that I just did XYZ, or are you able to separate all that?
You know, each person does it a little bit differently, but, over the years, I have been able to kind of separate that, try to keep home a happy place, if you will. But there are times where you'll have, kind of some things pop up in your head, and that's what it's important to you. Your peer support system and talk to those that understand.
First responder of the month brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
When you're choosing new office space to lease, buy, or build to suit, you've got a lot to consider. The Atkins Group will work with you to find the perfect space for ideal productivity, and they'll also help with the details. Ceiling height, parking spaces, color swatches, office furniture layout, and more. With over 3 decades of experience in real estate solutions, the Atkins Group has seen it all, and they're committed to making office space for thriving businesses. Meet your new office solutions team at atkinsgroup.com. That's atkinsgroup.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton, and we're super proud to partner with so many amazing local suppliers. Instead of bringing in import beers, we choose to only sell local Illinois brews. We also work with local farmers for our meat and our produce, and local bakeries, too. We're all in this together, guys. Thank you for supporting local. We'll see you soon at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccines
vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Early in the program, Brother Johnny had expressed exasperation that Joe Biden would get away with saying that Donald Trump's responsible for all the coronavirus deaths. And then a texter said, well, may I please hear that? And then we tried to find it. And honestly, I'm having trouble finding the audio. But the quote is, September 17, 2020, at the CNN town hall, Joe Biden said, and I quote, if the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people. I'm not making this up. Just look at the data. End quote.
Look at the data. So let's just talk about that for a minute. This is the candidate for president. And what he says, a lot of people hear, and he has a lot of influence over people. This is the same guy who excoriated Trump for the travel ban. He jumped on him for overreacting to the virus. And then he said he's mismanagement and didn't do anything. What about the ships, the medical ships? What about the ventilators, Steve? Thousands more than we needed because they were screaming. Yeah. And we never left someone without a ventilator.
Yeah.
What about the vaccine and push to get the vaccines through? And they're working on them, and it will happen. I don't know that anybody... How about the press conferences with people across the political spectrum talking to anybody who wanted to ask him a question about it, what you're going to do, taking 6 days. I don't know if anyone could have done more. He did everything humanly possible. And not only no credit, not only he mismanaged, all the people who died would still be alive, which is an indirect accusation of incompetent management, which I didn't see, causing the deaths of 200,000.
Well, if you go back...
What would Joe Biden have done to save every single American from the virus?
Well, you couldn't. And
I want to hear what Joe would say. Joe, what would you do to save us all? Yeah. We wouldn't have the virus, the only one in the world. I mean, that's outrageous. I better shut up because you got a show to do.
Well, I just want to say you can go back and get all the quotes from Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo. They all said how great a job Trump's doing. I mean, they over and over and over.
And there's criticisms and this and that, but nobody said anything like that. And that's the guy they picked to be the next president.
Well, again, it's trying to determine... fact versus fiction, and just determining, and I think the whole...
But wait a minute. Now, we say how hard it is to tell the difference. Go back to that quote. If you can't tell the difference, what did Joe Biden say? If you don't vote for me, forget it. But if you can't tell that that's not true, then vote for Joe, because I think he'll make you very happy.
Well, again, to say that all people would still be alive, obviously, is not.
And he repeated it. Nobody questioned him.
All the people would still be alive had Trump been better at this, when, in fact, there are plenty of clips in March of the Democrats inviting people to go out and live your life.
There's overwhelming statistical evidence that many more people would have died if Trump hadn't acted the way he did. Remember, he was the first one to jump the travel ban and got criticized.
No, he did. Called xenophobic and everything else. So but people forget and they're not sure. But I'm glad we could illuminate this quote. Unbelievable. Let's check your quick sports headline.
Speaking of COVID-19, Atlanta and Indianapolis have shut down their facilities where some of the positive tests are going on. Atlanta due to face Minnesota, and Cincinnati is at Indianapolis, so we'll see how that fares. Kansas City Chiefs' Le'Veon Bell, they've locked in a deal with that running back for some depth. Chicago will face Carolina and Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Cam Newton back for the New England Patriots as they host Denver. Also trending in COVID-19 stories is Nick Saban sidelined, and it looks like the Alabama offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian will take the lead. Number 2 Alabama faces number 3 Georgia tomorrow. There's been 5 games canceled, and it looks like the Cincinnati-Tulsa game has been moved to December 5th. We also have Atlanta over the LA Dodgers in baseball yesterday, 10-2. So the Braves are up 3-1, and we have that game at 8:08 tonight in the National League Championship Series. series. Houston beat Tampa Bay 4-3. They have a game at 5:07. Rays are up 3-2 on the American League Championship Series side, winning with a walk-off homer. So pretty cool stuff happening for Astros fans. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey. I have the weather that includes this freeze warning until 9. We also have a fire weather watch Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and a frost advisory from 1 to 8 on Saturday, with highs right around 60 and down into the mid-30s at night. So right now the temperature is at 38, and I know that Fox Business Minute is coming up.
Yep, we're going to do Fox Business Minute. Looks like the markets will bounce a little bit here at the open, and we will look at that right now. Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We talk Health Alliance. That's coming up next. It is Friday. It is October 16, 2020.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Retail sales for September surging much more than expected, up 1.9% versus 0.7% for a fifth consecutive month of growth. Consumers opening their wallets for vehicles, clothing, and sporting goods. Investors are also calmed by word from Pfizer that it could apply for a U.S. emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine in November if things go well. Car rental agency Hertz, which is bankrupt, has managed to secure $1.65 billion in financing. Arts institutions have taken big hits from coronavirus closures, and the latest one to part with major pieces is the Brooklyn Museum of Art. Sotheby's will be selling works including by Monet, Degas, Moreau, and Matisse. The museum aims to raise $40 million for its fund to care for its collection. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champagne Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
Health Alliance Community Outreach Manager Tara Mullins. Tara, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, fine. Just great. And this is a season where we can sign up for Health Alliance, right?
It is. I'm sorry I can't be there in the studio with you today.
I know. You've been here before. I mean, you were in here and you looked like you were about to start your own show, and boom, coronavirus came. So here you go.
Right. Well, that's what's next.
All right. Tell me what's happening. How's this all work?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Medicare annual election period for Medicare has started. So October 15th through December 7th, where somebody can enroll or change their Medicare Advantage plan. And Medicare Advantage is a plan that puts your hospital, your outpatient, your pharmacy, and all the extras into one complete package. It's a little bit different when you hit Medicare age. Not like you're used to when you've been working on an employer plan or your other coverage. So a Medicare Advantage plan puts it all together into one and keeps it a little bit more streamlined for everyone.
What do people seem to like about Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, they like mostly that it can be more affordable than a Medicare supplement plan. Medicare supplement plans do increase based on your age. So each year your premium and your rates are going to go up based on how old a person is or young a person is. And with a Medicare Advantage plan, those rates aren't changing based on age. So it's something that, you know, you can be 65, you can be 85, and you don't have to worry about that rate being really expensive. And then, like I said, putting hospital, doctor, and pharmacy all in the one. And then extras like dental, fitness, travel assistance. And, you know, we're local here in the community, and so it's got networks of doctors that you know and trust.
Well, you have something called Simplete. What is that?
Yeah, so Simplete. Think of the word simple and complete, put it together, and that's where Simplete came from. Mm. And we actually worked with customers to figure out, you know, if you could design a health plan, what would you call it? How would it work? And we did a lot of studies with that. And so it's really created based on feedback from patients and providers to create a simpler, streamlined approach with even closer collaboration between providers and the insurance company. Mm. I know if you look back 20 years ago, right, you would say, oh, that's my insurance company or that's my provider. And they were really separate things. And they're really not meant to be when it's there to help with your health. And so it's that closer collaboration to help bring lower costs, more benefits, and that more complete healthcare experience all in one plan.
Hmm. What about landscape for 2021? What's it looking like for people?
Yeah, so we made some changes. We expanded our pharmacy network. So there's a lot more pharmacies involved in the network where people can get low-cost generic drugs. We decreased the 90-day copay for mail order. So COVID-19 obviously has changed our world quite a bit, and it causes some different anxieties and things like that. And so we wanted to make sure that we could decrease the cost for mail order so people could feel more comfortable using that as a service. And then think about virtual health. Obviously, our local providers here in the Champaign-Urbana area have all done a great job helping people feel comfortable going in to get the care that they need. But we still have those people that are still a little apprehensive. Maybe they don't want to go in to have a visit. So virtual health coverage, that's telemedicine with your primary care provider or specialist, and on-demand visits for virtual visits are included in the plans, which I think a lot of people maybe before weren't really open to, but they are more so now. So we wanted to make sure we had a benefit to facilitate that, especially for the Medicare population. That's what these plans that we're talking about are. And so that's still kind of a new concept for a lot of people they feel comfortable with.
What about preventative services with Medicare?
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about Medicare Advantage plans. And some of the misconceptions that people aren't necessarily aware of is that a Medicare Advantage plan has to cover at minimum whatever Medicare covers, but we also cover more. So some of those Medicare-covered preventative services that Medicare covers, we also cover. And a Medicare Advantage plan is really about helping people use their health insurance to get the care that they need and prevent other issues from happening, right? So screenings like for diabetes, mammograms, cardiovascular things, colorectal, depression. I mean, we've seen a little bit of that kind of increase because of COVID and social distancing and things like that. And so we've got screenings built into our plan that can be affordable for people. So they don't have to feel nervous about going to get these services. They're a part of those Medicare-covered preventative services, so they can be little to no cost to them at all.
So, Tara, how do people explore Health Alliance here for this next year? What do they do? What would you recommend?
Yeah, so I always say work with the experts. It's a lot of things. There's a lot to kind of figure out and figuring out what works for you. It's not always you pick what your neighbor has or what so-and-so has because your health care is yours alone. Mm-hmm. And so partner with an expert. We have our local office here out at Carl's the Field. We did shift things a little bit, so we're trying to encourage scheduling an appointment so that we can ensure all the safety precautions are in place instead of doing walk-ins. We've also shifted to virtual seminars for shoppers. They can go online to simplete.org/events and find a seminar for shoppers for a virtual seminar. Those are live. They're not pre-recorded, so you would actually be able to interact with people and things like that. And they can call us, right? So anytime, you know, 7 days a week, 8 to 8, they can call us at 1-877-634-3390. And we can walk them through. I always just say, make sure you have your list of medications that you take ready and the list of the doctors that you see. With the Simplete plans, we have a more sculpted network so we can get some of those costs down. But we have a lot of network providers that you know and trust in our network. So we just make sure that you have all of those details ready and we can counsel you through. And if there's something that you need above and beyond what Health Alliance has, we know the local resource experts in our community, like SHIP counselors or, you know, places that you can seek extra help and things like that, that we can help partner you with.
All right, Tara Mullins, thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
Nice to talk to you. Have a good one.
You as well, Tara Mullins, Health Alliance Community Outreach Manager. It's open enrollment now. You can get that going.
And simplete.org.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. They can sculpt that and save you money.
I love it.
Health Alliance. It is 8:29. Traditional estate planning is focused around what will happen to your physical assets. But nowadays, you have to think about a digital estate plan. Why having a digital estate plan in place matters? Well, Busey wants you to know extremely common to manage finances, business, and personal lives online. Unfortunately, few people have their digital assets like websites, blogs, music, writing, business websites, cryptocurrency, and digital information. Never thought of this. Record all digital assets. That's what Busey says you ought to do. Passwords, storage locations. Otherwise, nobody may ever find it. Write instructions for your executors describing how your digital life should be handled. Outline how you'd like your digital life handled after your death. Back up your data. If you store your digital assets in the cloud, be sure to back them up to a local computer or external storage device and make sure people know about it. Prepare or revise your estate planning documents to address digital assets and information. Digital assets are a fairly new phenomenon. Let the experts at Busey guide you through the process. Contact the Busey Wealth Management team, schedule an appointment, or call 800-67-BUSEY to discuss your plans and wishes. Think of Busey for all that help. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC for over 150 years. All right, the very latest from Fox News. Be back to wrap up the week here in our last half hour. Woo-hoo! Diane Ducey and Stevie J, stand by.
It's Friday.
8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Instead of a debate, we got separate TV events with President Trump and Joe Biden last night. Biden says about his plans for the economy in a town hall moderated by ABC News' George Stephanopoulos.
The GDP will grow by $1 trillion more than would under Trump and 7 million more jobs than under Trump.
The president tells Savannah Guthrie of NBC News, we're bouncing back from coronavirus shutdowns.
We have the strongest economy in the world. We closed it up. We are coming around the corner. The vaccines are coming out soon, and our economy is strong.
The candidates are scheduled to debate next Thursday in Nashville. More Americans this year are first-time gun owners.
Some 5 million people in the first 7 months of 2020 alone. Overall, the FBI reports nearly 29 million background checks for firearm purchases, already besting last year's record of 28.4 million.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new Train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. ESPN. Kent Brown, University of Illinois Sports, who, let's stop kidding ourselves, he's the one taking the temperature of every human on campus. Yeah, he's just got it going on. He's in charge of the thermometer and been busy. How are you?
Yeah, busy is the word. We're getting ready to roll here, aren't we? It's been a crazy few weeks, and it's about ready to take off again in big time. Can't wait.
Somebody just texted, Wisconsin's infection rate is too high, and we're going to have a hard time playing the game. Mm-hmm. Any idea what that's about?
It's pretty high. But, you know, I will tell you, I feel like the protocols that we have in place, I know the Wisconsin team is as tight as it can be. There's been a lot of planning to put in place to make sure we can get there. I can tell you, you know, we roll our buses to Madison next Thursday. I mean, it's going to be locked down at the hotel. I know that the Wisconsin team will be in the same type of mode. You know, the only people in the stadium, and by the time you get to the game, I mean, it's, you know, if anybody was going to be infected, it already probably would have shown up at that point. Right. So they could at least share it. So I think, you know, I mean, we just got to get on the buses on Thursday, and there's protocols and plans in place for whatever scenario is thrown at us, and let's see what happens. I guess we're big underdogs. Somebody told me we're pretty big underdogs.
Well, you know, here's how I handle all that. Bring it, okay?
Exactly.
Just bring it.
I tell people who place us at the bottom of the division or place us as huge underdogs aren't paying very close attention, because this team has some athletes and players that we haven't really had on the field for a number of years. And a lot of those guys who played as freshmen and started as freshmen are now seniors, and they look like men. You know, I saw some pictures the other day of guys who we had in starting on our defense as freshmen, and they look like young kids, right out of high school. As Ron Zick used to say, they just got off the yellow bus. And they are men. They've had, you know, time in the weight room, and they've grown, and their bodies have changed. And we've got guys out there who are competitive athletically with anybody. So I think if people really downplay us right now, they're not paying very close attention.
Good. Yeah, that gets to stay on the radar. And let's also make the Stevie J rule. If Wisconsin can't play, it's a forfeit. We're 1-0. That's a new rule.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And we can't play. Of course, it's postponed. So forget about that one. In any event, it's great football. Rah, rah. Let's go. Let's go 9-0. Let's go to the national championship. But how about basketball? Let's talk about basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't this best team since 05, right?
Well, on paper, certainly. I mean, I have no doubt. I mean, it's a very talented team. We got a preseason All-American. Another guy who's a preseason, projected top prospect. And we've got depth that we haven't had for a while, and really talented depth. And the freshman guards are really, really good. So, yeah, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic and excited. I can't wait for our schedule to come out, so to see how it's going to stack up. There's been a lot of speculation on some of the non-conference schedule, and I think all those are exciting, and I hope they all come true, and we can start facing off and playing teams and see what we got. So, you know, it's that group is excited. I know Brad is being very cautious in terms of making sure that his team is safe. Because, you know, it's a 21-day sit-out if somebody tests positive. And 21 days in a basketball season is a big push.
You want to try and explain that? That doesn't make any sense when the CDC says 10. Why would it be 21? Why would the Big Ten make up their own rule?
Well, part of that is it's 14 days. And it's not, you know, it's not just the Big Ten. There's a medical committee and the health officials that came up with this. But there's 14 days of the quarantine and isolation. There's also, you can't test for the myocarditis. I hope I said that right. Until after the 14 days. And then there's a little bit of return on that. And then there's the acclimation period of getting back in shape because you haven't been working out. So all of a sudden you're 3 weeks. And that's a critical thing, man. It's the wrong guy, wrong person, wrong player. And this goes for both men and women. The wrong player gets infected at tournament time, man, you are really in a bad spot.
No, there's no doubt about it. It's going to be, you know, injuries on steroids with this corona stuff. But Kent Brown, keep up your fine work. Thank you for working so diligently at keeping the University of Illinois healthy and safe. I know you don't take any credit, but you and Robin Kaler essentially run the place. We get it. We understand.
So, I'm glad you do, Steve. I'm glad you do.
Yeah,
and we're excited. Let's get on the field next Friday, see what happens, and just keep it going from there. Don't have any stoppage or anything until season's over. So it's going to be... It's going to be a wild ride for the next several months.
Yep, it will be. Thank you, Kent Brown. We appreciate it. Apologize for the bad phone. It wasn't very clear. But, again, we get a touch of football, touch of basketball as we get ready to crank it up somewhat. Relatively speaking, crank it up.
Mm-hmm. Go Illini.
But the fact that they're sending our basketball team to Duke tells you everything you need to know. Normally, that's reserved for Michigan State. Illinois goes to Duke this year for the ACC Challenge.
Bring it, baby!
In an empty Cameron facility.
Right.
Yeah, we like that especially. These kids are too darn close. Back up, kids. Stop your yelling. Getting a headache. Stop it. Get off my yard. Get off my lawn.
Exactly.
840.
Are you tired of overpaying for steaks? How about looking for great steak deals? Well, look no further than the Long Branch in downtown Gifford. Let Donnie and his staff take care of you. Friday and Saturday nights, you get three different steak deals. Get two 12-ounce New York strips for $45, or try two 8-ounce fillets for $50, or combine the offers and get one fillet and one strip for $48. Also includes two salads up to four sides. Any place else? Well, it just isn't the Long Branch. Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paper by Rodney for Congress.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm Mike Kessler, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we focus on what's important to you. We use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact us, 217-352-0117, Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And now, another incredible miracle from Lifeline Connect.
My name is Timothy Lewis Rankins. I had a childhood like many others, a lot of toxic abuse, dysfunction, poverty. In my life, and early on, I learned that the best way to deal with that was not to. At 14, I had my first drink. I did go to a church, and I cried out to God. And in 2006, He did deliver me from the active addictions of alcohol and crack. But what didn't happen was all of the wounding, all of the lies and false beliefs that were driving me to use, those things were still there. And being able to be in Lifeline and experience God's love allowed me to accept God's forgiveness. So that's what recovery is. Allowing yourself to embrace your God-given identity.
Lifeline Connect in Urbana, a faith-based residential recovery center. LifelineConnect.org. Yeah, okay, so we got Homegate next Friday night. Do we know what time the game is?
7.
Okay, so we can start our Homegating. Raw, 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 raw. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Socially distanced over there.
There's a lot of fun to be had at home as you watch the game.
We've been at
Wisconsin.
Home since March 18. We've been at home.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be optimistic.
I want to go to Grange Grove, and I want to party with the rapper bought for the weekend. Dang it.
Okay, Steve.
I mean, that's the problem. It's not my fault. I want to be very liberal here and just blame everybody.
Right.
Because I can't tell you what side of the earth I'm on without benchmarks. I should be going to football on Saturdays right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 8:43. Jump to a little morning sports headlines.
Well, you know who wants to be in the game is Nick Saban, sidelined as number 2 Alabama. His team takes on number 3 Georgia. The Alabama offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, will be taking the lead and calling out the plays.
By now, the way, big Armenian American there.
Okay.
Yeah, not many of us Armenians out there.
Well, so, and,
Steve.
You know, Nick is wanting to try to get another test. And when you're asymptomatic, you know, I'm sure he's totally frustrated.
Could he coach? I mean, I'm actually kind of serious about this. Could he coach in a hazmat suit? I mean, if Nick Saban showed up in a hazmat suit and was able to at least point and communicate via some speaker system, I know it'd look ridiculous, but can a guy do something like that?
He's doing everything he can to see if we can, you know, adjust things.
But can a coronavirus person in a hazmat suit walk around?
It'd be fine with me, Stevie.
Fine with me if you're in a hazmat. It'd be a little hot in there.
Exactly.
Be like a wrestler losing weight.
You know.
The old days.
He'll be 69 on Halloween. There have been 5 games canceled for this weekend. Cincinnati and Tulsa has been rescheduled for December 5th. Number 7, Oklahoma State and Baylor. LSU and number 10, Florida. Vanderbilt and Missouri. And Florida and Charlotte have also been canceled. So those are some of the games that you can't expect this weekend. Tonight, number 14, BYU is at Houston. Number 15, SMU is at Tulane. Of course, we've been talking about Illinois and number 16, Wisconsin at 7 o'clock next Friday. On to the NFL. Indianapolis and Atlanta have closed their facilities with some of the COVID-19 tests that are popping up. Indy hosts Cincinnati, and we had Nate Swick on from visitindy.com this week talking about 12,000 fans allowed into Lucas Oil Stadium. Atlanta and Minnesota is another game that's due to happen. We've got the Bears at Charlotte to take on Carolina. Green Bay at 325 to take on Tampa Bay. Kansas City Chiefs have reached a deal with running back Le'Veon Bell Le'Veon Bell. And then Cam Newton is back for the New England Patriots as they host Denver. So those are all some trending stories when it comes to football.
See, Cam Newton's back. It's not 21 days. The 21 days.
But that's the NFL versus NCAA.
It's Big Ten. I think it's Big Ten. That's ridiculous to have to do 21.
So
come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on,
okay,
man.
In game 4 of the National League Championship Series, Atlanta over the LA Dodgers, 10-2. Clayton Kershaw takes the loss. Braves are up 3-1. They've got an 8-0-8 start tonight. And in walk-off fashion, the Houston Astros beat Tampa Bay 4-3. They've got a 5-0-7 start. Rays are up 3-2. It could be the deciding game on the American League Championship Series tonight.
Okay, ESPN 93.5 will check your weather for the weekend coming up. Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
Did your roof get hit hard by the July hailstorm in central Illinois? If so, you need to call Freedom Roofing ASAP. Freedom Roofing has the expertise to repair, evaluate, and even replace your entire roof, and it could be covered entirely by your insurance. Give Freedom Roofing a call at 217-393-6000. That's 217-393-6000. Or visit them on the web at freedomchampagne.com. That's freedomchampagne.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA/SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
A sunny start, rather brisk this morning as we were at 28 when we came to work, Stevie. 36 hour low into the evening tonight, and the winds will be picking up. Partly cloudy and windy tomorrow. High 66, low 47. And because of that, there's a fire weather watch again. We don't want any of those field fires like earlier this week. Now on Sunday, with a high 59, low 35, there's a 60% chance of showers later in the day. Tomorrow morning, between 1 and 8 a.m., there's a frost advisory. And again, the westerly winds up to 30 mile an hour are part of this special weather statement. With the sunshine, we're at 41 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Beth had chimed in on Facebook Live saying, love the conversation about Thelma Malone. Because for those of you that have no idea, Thelma died years ago. Mm-hmm. But she was... Well, she represented Philo in about every sense. She was the mayor. She was the principal of the school. Johnny says, self-acclaimed deputy sheriff. I don't know. I just thought she had some official something.
I did, too.
But I know when you knew her car and when she drove around Philo.
That's right. That's right.
She was just taking care of her town.
And I feel like she was in the loop when it comes to law enforcement agencies, because if there was a disruption, she was on it.
No, she
was the first
on
the scene.
There was no doubt she knew everything Philo.
Exactly.
And she was also a principal that stood there as all 30 of us graduated from eighth grade without a note. Knew our first, middle, and last name.
For sure.
She knew everybody, every day, everything.
Right.
I dressed up as the Hunchback of Notre Dame eighth grade for Halloween. I had everything in my body covered.
Mm-hmm.
I hunched over. I had a bell. I mean, the only thing you see is one eye through all kinds of makeup and stocking. And she knew who I was.
All right.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Anyway, she was kind of legendary in Philo. And then she had Eminem engravers.
Yes, she did.
She did trophies.
Mm-hmm. Right in downtown Philo.
And of course, the story that we've told on the radio before about our family living in India in a spot near the Ganges River, claiming it was the center of the universe. And then Greg and John, my older brothers, pointed out that if we got a shovel and dug right through the earth, it'd come out in Philo.
Right.
That was our calculation based on, you know, kind of quick figuring. And so when I got on the radio years ago in 1979 here in Champaign, I started saying Philo, the center of the universe.
Right.
And so Thelma, I was in Eminem Engravers, and she leaned over and said, we're going to get it up there.
We're going to get it up there.
I said, you're going to do what? She said, we're going to paint center of the universe on the water tower.
Mm.
And then in June 7, 1987, I climbed the water tower. The first day it painted on the water tower, I climbed up and broadcast live. And to carry a cord, because there's no wireless in the day, to carry a cord with no net, climbing a ladder all the way to the top.
Pretty gutsy.
And I went up there, and lo and behold, it was a drought of 87, and it rained. And so the farmers were thrilled and said, would you go back up there? I said, if I went back up there, it would rain. And then they'd be tying me to these all over the Middle West. When I was up there and we were talking about the Philo, the center of the universe and all that, and Thelma got it painted up there. And so they tore down that water tower. And then down the way is the new water tower, which ABC, when they built Nathan Montgomery's new house, their helicopter flew around that water tower and said, Philo, Center of the Universe on ABC National TV.
Excellent.
And Bill Geis mentioned it in his book, and several have mentioned it in their books.
That's right.
And Philo is the center of the universe. And then I started on the air saying, I'll make you a suburb. So people were calling in. I'd make Tolono a suburb and Homer a suburb.
Right.
And some people kind of took offense, and I said, ease up. Ease up.
Well, thanks for giving us the background, Stevie.
Well, now you have Center of the Universe sweatshirts and all these other things that are out there. So that's the story of the Center of the Universe. But Thelma Malone was the one that got it out there.
Gotcha.
So she didn't paint it herself, but she got it done through the village board.
May she rest in peace.
Okay, well, we're about out of time for the week. Been a good week of therapy. I think we've gained a lot. I think you know who you are. It's good to express and discuss.
Mm-hmm.
And in this contentious time, I'm a bit uplifted on this Friday based on the hearings of Amy Coney Barrett, because it was civilized. It was kind of, and you say, well, it's all Donald Trump's fault. Well, if you take the attacks that he takes and the way they come after him, he doesn't sit back. He never has. And he probably wouldn't have been president if he did, based on the people that are coming after him all the time. So I don't like it. I don't like the contentiousness of it all. I don't like the shouting, the yelling. But I also don't like the lies, and I don't like the favoritism, and I don't like the fact that I think we've lost most of journalism.
Yeah.
So we've got challenges in America, to be sure, but we only have 18 days till the election. And here's hoping and praying it's a landslide.
The last day to vote is November 3rd, and lots of voting going on now.
And I am rooting for a landslide. If it's a Biden landslide, so be it. If it's a Trump landslide, maybe the left will accept it.
Because
they
right.
have never accepted that he won in 16.
So then we can get some quick results.
Well, maybe we can, maybe we can't. Most likely, it's going to go a while, and they're going to be this, that, and that, and other thing, but... Boy, the country could sure use an absolute right now.
For sure.
It'd be very nice to have a no-brainer, a no-doubter, and maybe it's Biden. Maybe it's Trump. I don't really know. I just know there's a lot of people way more unhappy this cycle than 2016. We are frustrated in 16. We're afraid in 2020. We're scared of the direction of the left.
You're right. And it's important to research your candidates and make sure they're like-minded as you poke around on the internet and find out more and make an educated choice when you do get that vote in.
Okay. Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane, I am Stevie J. Thank you. We appreciate you very much. We'll be back on Monday to do this again for another five shows next week from 7 to 9 every weekday morning. Terrestrial radio at ESPN 93.5. Podcast. We listen to anything at steviejay.com. We're also on Facebook Live and, of course, YouTube channel. We are out there. We appreciate you very much. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed weekend.
Fighting Illini football is right around the corner. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Jeff Facer on what Area Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
We're very happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson.
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth's hands.
It's about relationships at that level.
Yes.
Where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Two words can be very powerful. We say I do at the altar, and we say yes ma'am to our mothers and no sir to our fathers. This is J.J. Farney, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group, and I simply want to say thank you. Thank you for welcoming us to our community. Thank you for putting your trust in me, and thank you for letting me help. Let's see what we can do today to help you achieve your home ownership goal. Contact me, J.J. Farney, at MolitorFinancialGroup.com, 217-637-5468.
NMLS number 1810670. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola Champagne.